It's the Doctor on Triple J.
The Ting Tings.
Yes, it is.
That's not my name.
It bloody is. Lindsay speaking.
Hello, Katie speaking.
Hey, Katie, how you doing?
Good, yeah, great. In Berlin, and it's quite early in the morning here. It's about 10 o'clock. So,
quite early in rock and roll times. What were you up to last night?
We were just in the studio recording. We're trying to finish our album now in the next kind of 3 to 4 weeks. So, yeah.
Well, I did see that you have 9 songs down. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about it. And we thought, you know, because we've done so much touring for like 18 months, and we thought, oh God, I bet we stop and then we get writer's block. And we decided to come to Berlin to record the album. And we got to Berlin and it was freezing cold. It was like minus 20. And, you know, we were like, what the hell did we come here for? You know, it's so cold and depressing. But in retrospect, it was the best thing we could have done because we just sat in and we wrote and it came really easily. So we surprised ourselves.
So you weren't tempted to go out and explore the Berlin nightlife because it was frozen?
Yeah, it was literally like snow piling up outside the door. And for like a good month, like we'd go to a local restaurant and then halfway there, it's like 2 minutes away. And a minute into the journey, we'd go, screw that, so cold, you know?
You wouldn't even walk an extra minute to go to the restaurant. Oh,
no, our legs would be in pain. Like, our skin would be freezing, you know? And we'd have, like, thermals on, and it was not very rock and roll walking down the supermarket in thermals.
Did you do any recording diaries of you guys in your thermals in the supermarkets in Berlin?
Yeah, we have somebody we knew here that wanted to make a film with us, so he's been recording us making our album. We're trying to make it a little bit more interesting, though, so it's not just an album documentary. It's kind of a little bit of fantasy and an album mixed in, but there is some footage of me walking down Netto in Long John.
That, of course, will be the main clip that people will be playing from the documentary when it comes out, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah.
I'm talking to Katie from the Ting Tings, who are in Berlin at the moment, working on your album, 9 songs to go and 3 or 4 weeks left of the recording. And I believe it's going to have a German title.
Well, we're not sure yet. We did an interview with a magazine in the UK and they said, do you have an album title? And we said, no, we have our own little fun personal working title of the album, but it's not going to be the album title. And it was the word Kunst, because in German that means art. And I don't think we would use it as our album title. We didn't say that, but they seemed to like to run on the fact that we'd said that it could possibly be called Kunst. Because I think it's quite, even though it's a completely normal word in Germany, it sounds quite abrasive when you... in like an English-speaking
It does.
Place.
I should mention for people who are currently writing to Triple J and complaining, the word is Kunst, K-U-N-S-T, and it actually means art. Yeah. And it is. You see it at train stations in Germany and everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. But I don't think we'll use it. I think, you know, we have other ideas. We don't want to say just yet, but I think we've kind of picked our album title.
Oh, that's good. And what sort of, you say the songwriting came easily. What sort of stuff are you songwriting on? Is it just guitars and keyboards and stuff?
I think you'd be surprised. It's very different to our first album. The first album that we wrote, we just really didn't write it to try and be successful or to try and get played on radio. And luckily it did. So, you know, there's that pressure thinking, you know, you've got to write a song that's similar to the last one. It's so easy for bands to make the same album twice, you know, and just kind of feed off that success. And we didn't. One song's like full-on dance song and another one's kind of a little bit more R&B. And we sat there and we thought, yeah, let's just do it. If we like this song, let's make it completely what it is, and we're really happy with it.
Great. And musically, there are surprises, R&B songs and dance songs. What about guests and stuff helping you out?
No, we like to do it all ourselves, you know. It's very tempting to get a producer in and, you know, do collaborations and try and climb up that ladder, but I think what kind of makes us is the fact that we sit there, just two of us, and we do everything ourselves, from writing to Jules to do the production, and, you know, we do all our own artwork, and I think that's what gives us our identity. I think we would probably lose something if we went in with a big producer. Now, in retrospect, it would have been nice to sit in LA in the sunshine, but I imagine the album would be terrible.
Katie from the Ting Tings joins me from freezing cold Berlin, but you're coming to Australia and it's going to be quite nice, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Blue skies.
Yes, there will be some blue skies. Now, you guys, as you said, you were touring relentlessly. Has anything changed in the touring setup since then?
Yeah, we'll be doing a completely different thing on our next tour. There'll still be me and Jules, but we'll have two people. I don't want to go into it too much, though, because then it spoils the okay. kind of surprise.
Well, you said two
it
people.
It all ties in with this film that we're making. The plot of the film has something to do with our live show.
Right. So you guys...
I don't want to go into it too much, but we'll have two musicians, not all the time, but coming on and off with certain songs.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. So it'll sort of free you guys up as well, because I guess in the past you've been stuck with the music on playback because there's only two of you on stage, so you kind of had to.
Well, it wasn't even that. We used loop pedals. So what we would do, we would loop music. Jules had six pedals around his feet and I had four at the front. So say like a vocal, I would sing it and I would capture it in this pedal and then it would carry on playing and then I'd sing something else over it. So we really built it and we're still going to do that because I don't think we like the thought of playing to backing track. It just feels like you're not very free and it's a bit insincere. And we didn't play to backing track. We literally stacked all these sounds up and made so many mistakes every show. You know, you have to get it all in time. And the worst came to the worst. It would all break down. You know, we'd just stop the loop pedals and just be drums, vocal and guitar and then kind of kick them back in again when we felt the crowd were getting into it.
Wow.
So we're going to be doing that still, but some of these songs on the new album, you know, they're a little bit more fuller sounding, and I don't think we can physically find a hard drive on a loop pedal that can capture it. So,
right.
Yeah, and Jules has been, like, hot-wiring them, and so we have, like, about an hour, but then any longer than that, and, you know, you just play an acoustic songs and hoping the crowd like you.
That's right, when smoke starts coming out of pedals by your feet. If we are at Splendor in the Grass and we see smoke coming out, we'll know what's happened. You've put too much into the loop pedals.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we're talking to Katie from the Ting Tings, who are going to be in Australia for Splendor in the Grass, and you're going to be playing some new songs, which is great stuff. Is there a chance of you guys bringing a paint party to Australia?
We'd love to. It's quite a traumatic experience for me, though, because we literally get so covered in paint that I've, like, ingested so much neon paint at some of these shows. I'm feeling really unwell afterwards. But it does look great, and it is really good fun. Going to try and get some sideshows together. We haven't confirmed them yet, but maybe we can do something kind of interesting, or even if it's just getting the audience to like design artwork on the walls. And
that'll definitely get a venue to give you a sideshow. We just want people to draw on the walls, that's all. Well, what gave you the idea to effectively cover yourselves and everyone in neon paint at a gig?
And we did a show with in Manchester, and that just turned into a complete, you know, paint party where everybody was walking the streets afterwards and they couldn't get cabs because they were just covered. You could just see eyeballs and that was it.
Yeah, so people wouldn't be able to get taxis or into nightclubs and stuff after your show.
No, because they wouldn't pick them up because they were covered. And you're like, you're not getting paint in my car, you know. But everybody had such a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd just walk home on... You'd fly home on the paint fumes, I imagine. Well, you guys will be in Australia for the Splendor in the Grass, maybe with some sideshows, maybe with neon paint, and playing some new songs. Are there any, you said there's nine songs that you guys have completed. Are there any song titles that you want to throw at us?
Not yet, no, but we just had, you know, people we work with over, and there's already five of them. They're like, wow, each one of them could be a single. So I think everybody's arguing now which single should be first. But that's a good problem because it means that you have songs that people are liking and thinking, wow, you know, lots of people will like these songs. So we don't know exactly yet. I don't want to give too much away. It's a bit too early.
All right, okay. Well, what's the first letter of one of the names of one of the songs?
E.
E, there we go. All right, so it's Egg Sandwich, the first single from the as-yet-untitled album by the Ting Tings. Am I close?
There you go.
Right.
You can quote all you want, yeah.
Cheers. Katie, thank you very much. We'll see you in a couple of months for Splendor in the Grass. And,
yeah,
some
see you. We look forward to it.
Lindsay McDougall is the doctor, not a doctor, on Triple J.